Well, good morning, my friends here at Angel Antiques. And Trinity Heart Healing. I apologize for being a little late. I have had a very, very busy week with a lot of personal business and happened to be on a call. So I must apologize for coming on to the show late. But I am thrilled we have so many callers today and my beautiful co-host, DC Love, and my other beautiful co-host, Deborah Tassie, are both here with me. So if each of you would like to say hello to our guests, that would be wonderful.
Hello, everyone. This is DC.
Hi, Deborah.
Yep. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Deborah. Oh,
hey.
Good. I have to say, I'm exhausted. I've had such a busy week with a lot of personal business. I'm in the process of selling my home, and I have probably had 20 emails on that this week, along with starting a new job this week that has been very exciting and wonderful. I love my new job. Oh, yes. Everything
is
coming
to me.
Yes.
And Eileen,
everything
I have
to say, yes.
Deborah and I went out for breakfast this morning, and Joan Rivers came in, and she said, "Hello, sweet cheeks, Giggles." And I said, "Well, Giggles lives in California." And she, you know, she was there for a couple minutes while Deborah and I, we started to have breakfast, right, Deb? And she gave her Deb her own nickname. She calls her Baby Cakes. So it's sweet
baby
cheeks,
cakes.
Giggles, and Baby Cakes. Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, I wonder who Giggles is, huh?
Yeah.
So
I can't
really
help it. My mom, the funny thing was, she nicknames me Giggles, and Giggles was actually one of my nicknames in high school from one of my teachers.
And then she later called you
Twisted
Sister. Eileen, you actually have two nicknames, because then she started to call you Twisted Sister, which, of course, your sister named you, correct, after having an accident?
Yes. Well, actually having surgery on my hand for carpal tunnel. And so every time I did anything, I could only pull things together with one hand. And so everything was twisted. And so I got that from her. And then UDC started calling me Twisted Sister, not even knowing, or maybe it was Joan that nicknamed me that, without ever knowing that my sister called me that. Yeah.
Right, and, well, Joan, she knew it, and she just gave me these names, so I just find it really beautiful. But I guess from what I understand, Joan said that Ginger's off in France, and she's looking for a French poodle, so she won't be joining us today.
Lucky her. That's
awesome.
Yeah.
I want to go to France.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I do want to, you know, I wanted to wish everyone, I hope they had a beautiful Valentine's Day, but we are still in the week of love. And I have a little message from the angels and the archangels in regard to that, you know, beautiful time. And I still feel like, you know, the 14th is only one day, but I feel like the love for this month, it continues on.
I do, too. It's the whole energy around it.
So the
even though we do know Valentine's Day is simply a Hallmark holiday.
Well, you know,
it's
not only a Hallmark holiday. Ginger actually dressed up as Cupid, and she was just shooting those arrows all over the place. So she enjoyed it, you know.
Oh.
So I asked her, please, Ginger, watch, you know, anything that people may need. But the angels of love, you know, like they're near us. Like I said, they were here around Valentine's Day. And they were saying, we hear all your questions and your prayers in the area of love. There's so many relationship questions. Will I ever marry? Is he or she the one? Will I ever find my soulmate? And these beautiful angels ask that you take a little time out of your day, today and every day. Just please, just stop and smell the roses and enjoy the beauty that life has to offer, because if we don't, we get, you know, into that stressful mode, and that can really affect our relationships. And they're saying, beloved ones, don't let this push love out of your life with all this stress. You know that stress is not only hazardous to your health, But it can manifest physically. It causes wrinkles and tension and can really bring down your energy. So please, don't let stress steal your joy. Choose to be loving and happy. And start each day by affirming that you are lovable and you are loved and you deserve the love that you are looking for. You are so worthy. Love and approve of yourself first. God loves you just the way you are. You were created through perfect love, and you are God's handiwork. See yourself as the masterpiece that he created. God is asking that you always remember how beautiful you are. He is saying, if you forget, just ask me, and I'm going to remind you, I made you in my image. I love you. So that was just like a little message from the angels, Eileen and Deb, that I wanted to share.
That was beautiful.
Well, and I was actually really feeling called to work with the angels this morning, too. So, you know, instead of our guides coming in a lot today, maybe I'll be a lot of the angels coming in to deliver our messages today.
I think
that's wonderful. One of the things that we have decided to do here is, you know, on our format here, that Deborah joins us for, is to send healing energy. The Deborah, DC Love, and myself, Eileen, are all Reiki masters. And so right now, what I would like you all to do is take 3 deep breaths so that we can focus and center ourselves. And as you do that, I'd like to, and I'll walk us through that, but I'd like, as you do that, to set your intention on anything that you would like changed, any energy that you would like sent to a situation, whether it be to send it additional, a good situation that just could use some additional energy and love, or a situation that really does need healing. And as we do this little meditation here, we are going to, all 3 of us, turn on our Reiki and send beautiful Reiki energy for whatever healing intentions you would like to set. So ringing a little bell, I'm going to bring in the energy, and then I'm going to walk us through 3 deep breaths. Deep breath in through your nose, count of 4. Hold, count of 4. And really blow it out for the count of 4. Release any energy that isn't serving you. Again, count of 4. In. Hold, count of 4. As it collects any energy that isn't serving you, now blow it out, count of 4. Let's do that one last time. In for the count of 4. Hold, count of 4. And out for the count of 4, releasing anything that doesn't serve our greater good. With that said and our intention set, DC, Deborah, and I are going to send you our energy, and what we do is kind of send an energy bank for you to go to and withdraw whenever you need it and whenever it's necessary for your better good. Ladies, and a deep breath, bringing in all the goodness and love and light that you can possibly draw in, and hold that and let it deepen into every core and every pore of your body. And anything that it cannot cover and anything that isn't serving you, release that now. Thank you, my beautiful Trinity Heart Healers. Our love shared and sent out to others for their greater good blesses us
blesses others. Let that light spread not only in the town that we're in, the county that we're in, the state that we're in, the country that we're in, but push it out and let it surround the whole entire world and everyone and every animal and every bit of soil in it with light and love. And blessings to all. Thank you, ladies.
Oh, Eileen, that was so beautiful. And I believe
that
the prayer for us.
Pardon?
Okay.
I believe that Deborah has a prayer for us.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And I just wanna, that was beautiful. And I just want to tell everyone that we love getting together and sharing this Reiki healing with others. But again, I just have to mention, if anyone is in need of medical care, please continue to see your physician and don't use this as a substitute for medical care. So now, following the love month, my little prayer is bringing the love. And we'll just start with give me grace and a sense of humor, positivity, and ease in the presence of everyone I meet. Please send in your angels to help me remember that bringing love is the most important work of all. I thank you all in advance with my whole heart and soul for answering my prayer and allowing me to bring more love into the world. And on to you, ladies.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Boy, I really felt that. Just as you said the words, I could feel resonating, vibrating in my own body. That was beautiful. Thank you, Deborah, for sharing.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we have just a few callers today. And so, there was one on there that called in almost 15 minutes before the show started, and I was going to take them for my first caller. And they seem to have left the call. And so I will take the caller. There's two on there, and they're within a few seconds of each other calling in. So I will take the one that has been waiting the longest. And thank you all for waiting. I hope you enjoyed our little bit of our healing love, energy, and purity from God's grace that we've sent you this morning. And so that first caller is now from the 917 area code. 917, welcome to Angel Antics. Hi, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. Welcome to Angel Antics. And do you have a question for us this morning?
Well, I'd like a reading, please, and wondering if there's any changes coming up.
All right. Well, let's just ask what your guides, guardians, and the divine wants you to know for today. I think that would give you your clearest answers if we just ask it in that manner. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Crystal, let's see what we...
Hi, Crystal. This is DC. Thank you for calling us today.
Hey, DC. How are you?
Good, thank you. I'm getting the word success around you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, the success is coming, but it may take a little bit of compromise as well as maybe like a little bit of patience and as well a little bit of self-control. Okay, we have Archangel Zadkiel coming in. And he can help you, but really maintaining balance in your life, okay? And the big thing right now that he's would be moderation, okay?
Uh-huh.
He took us meditation and everything, and I really feel...
Hello?
DC?
Okay, I do you have your window open, Crystal? Are you in the car?
I am.
Can you put the window up for a couple seconds?
Oh, sure.
That helps.
I closed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah, that's better. Thank you. Okay, so Archangel Zadkiel, he came in and he was talking about success, but it's going to take a little bit of compromise, a little, you know, patience, and a little self-control. But he also came in, and the funny thing is, he's saying that you're a little bit stressed out, Crystal. So that little meditation that Eileen took us through is sort of like a divine directive for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So make sure, you know, focus a couple times a day and just take a couple really, you know, slow, deep cleansing breaths, okay?
I will.
And as you do, you're going to notice that you, you know, you come right back to your heart center and, you know, you're connected again with your consciousness, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, that there's going to be a lot of creativity around you. Now, do you yourself do Reiki?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have an interest in it? Because I'm getting, you know, like, you know, this energy, you know, is something maybe that you might possibly look into down the road?
No,
okay.
I actually just found out yesterday that my dog has cancer.
Okay.
And so I was, you know, taking in your healing that you were previously doing.
Okay. And you yourself can just put your hands on your beautiful fur baby and, you know, with the intention to, you know, bring that loving, healing energy to, and that is going to help as well, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, and I'm getting, there's a situation around you, and you've got to really, you know, you've got to let go of, you know, whatever it is that you're hoping comes of it, okay?
Okay.
And we have Archangel Michael. He's going to help you. And he's saying, Crystal, there's a lot of negative energy coming from, like people around you and this situation. And you have
uh-huh.
loving vibration that your vibration and their vibrations is, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Archangel Michael is going to come in. He's going to help to get rid of that negativity. He's going to use his vacuum and just, like, you know, that negativity away. He's asking that training for you.
Okay.
I'm getting that, you know, I'm seeing a lot of books going back to
DC. DC, can you hear me? Well, usually it's my phone. This is Eileen. Usually it's my phone because I live in the mountains. It's usually my phone that's not working. Today, he's cutting in and out.
I'm not even on a cell phone.
You're not? You're on a landline?
On a landline. Crystal, have your window open still?
No, I don't.
Okay,
no,
I feel like,
and,
like we're all in a window.
And how I can... DC, her, I can hear Crystal. It's your phone is the one cutting in and out.
Listen, you know what? I don't know what's going on. That's really strange. I don't know. It must
be
the angelic energy.
Yeah, you may be on
the
short one. They only want her to hear so much.
You know what? Let me just call right back in and see if that helps, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And in the meantime, I will go ahead and read for Crystal. And, of course, my pleasure, my honor, really, this is actually an honor for me to read for others. I love doing this, and it is my way of gifting others. You cannot receive if you never give. And so the first thing I have to tell you is you have a gift for working with young people, and it is actually your divine purpose to work with young people. It's very important to you. I don't know, are you a teacher or do you work with children in some sort of capacity?
I do. I'm an instructor.
You are an instructor. Okay. Because
yeah.
It's very, very clear that in your reading that I have for you that that you really are an instructor. And but one of the reasons, I'm seeing one of the reasons why you went into this work was because there was some emotions around your own childhood that you really felt needed healing.
and that by offering others this greater love of working with children, it actually has helped you to heal a lot of areas that you had a lot of anger that you were holding. And just know that this is really what you were meant to do. And those struggles that you went through as a child was preparing you for the sensitivity and the empathic ways that you would need to be with the variety of children that you were going to experience throughout your career. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And
you know,
so
also,
what I'm telling you, go ahead.
No, what I also try to do like public presentations and things like that, and that's where I wanted to take the career.
Okay. Well, because the next thing I have for you, that's wonderful that you said that, because the next thing I have for you is I'm actually seeing a thing of birthing, a woman birthing. And this is about that it is a really good time to give birth to new ideas and situations in your life, and that the angels really are watching over you, guiding you, and protecting you, and during these wonderful changing times. And so it is time for you to give birth to those new ideas, especially if it's in the area of supporting children. So please, please continue what you're doing. You are on the path that you are meant to be. Different people have different life purpose paths, and you are actually have found yours and are walking it all in a whole way. You know, when you say holy, I don't mean with a H-O-L-Y. I mean W-H-O-L-L-Y. You are wholly walking your pure path of what you are to do. Everyone's path is different, and they are all equally as important. And thank you so much for being on that path, because while you're on your path, it allows others to fully involve themselves in their own richness. So please continue what you're doing. If you see, if you're given glimmers of light in dreams, or just in synchronicities around you, please grab onto them. They will need for you to continue with that path. But I do have a couple of things, and I think it may be, actually the next thing I have for you is for you to really review and evaluate things as you're moving forward. Just make sure that the favorable assessments that you make that you always use facts, and also I am really getting that it is time for renewal for you to move in new directions. So again, not only is it time to give birth to new ideas, it is the optimum time for you to move in those new directions. I do have some things, and this may be referring to your dog, your beautiful little fur baby. And that is that you are actually, you know, coming into a difficult situation that is going to make some changes in your life. And so just know that you just have to embrace those changes. It is going to come to you with great sadness, but it is going to be also a time of healing, knowing that you've gone through this process with someone, held them in high regard, and gave them every ounce of pure love that you could. And by doing that, or by being involved in this situation, it's going to actually elevate your own heart space, and it's going to bring you to new levels of love. And it's going to be, what I'm hearing is understanding love. So it's going to bring you to a new level of understanding of love, compassion, and empathy. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonated with you, Crystal.
It did. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome. All right. And so I'm going to put you back on hold and take, I'm going to bring back in DC. Hi, DC. Welcome back. I hope your phone is cleared out a little bit.
Yeah, Eileen, it wasn't my phone because I heard cars going by and I heard horns beeping and my windows are closed here.
Well, yes, I do believe that was our callers, the sound of our callers, you know, being on the road. But when you were, you're actually clearer now. When you were speaking, your phone would cut out as if you had a bad wire on your phone. You know, sometimes your receiver wire will have a short in it, and that's what it sounded like. Yeah, because we could hear her and the cars, but.
Yeah, I could hear her and the cars going by like a major highway. That's all I could hear.
Yeah, but actually you're much clearer now. But even before the caller, you were cutting out. So I think by hanging up and calling back in, we fixed our problem. So thank you so much for doing that. And I'm so honored to have you back on with me. The caller that had called in first thing and had waited for so long is back on the line. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. 858, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for us today?
I just want to know if you have any message about what's going on with my love life, probably my love life.
All right. Well, it's February, and that's the theme for February, so let's see what your angels and your guides have to say.
Hi, Donna. This is DC.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling us today. The first thing that I'm hearing from the angels is you just need to be a little bit more patient and just realize, like, you know, when a special someone comes that you've got to remember, like, the relationships, okay?
I have to what?
Nurture a relationship when it comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any dreams at all about, like, someone coming your way?
Well, I mean, I've met him, but
okay,
it's kind of complicated because we're both with other people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm feeling like a lot of emotions here, like, with this relationship, Donna. Okay, and I'm just getting, you know, I'm sort of feeling like if you've, you know, see like Christmas lights, how they can become tangled.
Mm-hmm.
When you spoke of the relationship, that's what I'm seeing, you know, and the angels are saying, Donna, please like slow down, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a person that wears your emotions on your sleeve? Because
mm-hmm.
the angels are showing you a heart, hun, okay? The angels are saying, please,
mm-hmm.
Donna, be careful of that. You've got to learn to really, like, control the emotions a little bit more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, focusing on the future is going to be really important for you, is what the angels are showing. But I'm getting, like, healthy partner. I don't think this is, the way it is, like, right now, it doesn't seem as healthy as it should be. Okay. Where is the insecurity coming from? Because I'm getting insecurity. Is it you or is it he or both of you? I'm getting this insecurity in this relationship.
Well, I think because we're both with other people.
Right. No, I hear that. But I'm getting, like I said, there is a lot of insecurity. And, Donna, what I'm getting is don't be surprised if this relationship does in fact end. Okay? Because I'm getting...
What?
If this in fact does end, do not be surprised if this relationship that you're in with him, if it does end, because I'm getting what the angels are showing me. I see true love coming your way, and I'm getting it's going to be your twin. I'm getting a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting it may possibly end. I don't feel like this is your twin flame.
The new one, you mean?
Yeah, the one that's with somebody. Like you said, he's with somebody.
The one I'm with or the new one? The one I met.
Okay, so if that's the one you're with, but I'm getting, did you just end the relationship? Because I'm seeing an ending and then a new beginning.
No. No, I'm in one now, but I've met somebody else, and he's with
okay,
somebody.
So you met somebody else. You're in one now. That one, I feel, is coming to an end. You're in one now.
Okay.
You've met someone else. I'm feeling that that I'm getting true love, twin flame.
Okay.
That's what I'm, yeah, that's what I was saying. The, you know, the one
okay.
that you've met, he's your true love. I'm getting twin flame, you know.
And
that's going to be beautiful. That's going to be really, really beautiful. I'm getting it's going to take a little time. You've got to, like you said, nurturing, developing. You know, you if you want it to be permanent, you can't rush it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You can't rush it, but okay. I'm getting that you're going to be very, very happy with this relationship.
Okay.
Okay. And the angels are saying, Donna, you worry too much, okay? Can you spend a little bit, like, time worrying? Give your cares to the angels, correct?
Mm-hmm. And
okay,
will
and
I
you,
be
you'll...
working with him?
Okay, with the new gentleman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up with the new gentleman, okay?
Okay.
But the angels are saying, Donna, let go of your need to have, like, a, you know, like, you have to, you feel like you need to have others approve of you, okay?
Okay.
And you shouldn't have to. You just have to approve of yourself, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, just like maybe like in the recent past, you really, really have been seeing things from a different perspective. You've gone within, you've done a little bit of, you know, self-reflection to see what the past, you know, was like and everything, and that's a great thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are showing me, honey, you have this beautiful light shining over you.
Mm.
Okay? So just, you know, just be, you know, stand in that light and be who you're supposed to be. And don't, like I said, don't rush anything, because if you rush something, it may not end up lasting. And this is, like I said, this is a twin flame relationship. This is one that can last for you. Okay? I'm seeing hearts all over you. And I'm getting, you know, this is going to be one that is going to be so fulfilling, okay? But it starts
right.
with you, honey. You've got to love and approve and accept yourself before you're going to have that from that other person, okay?
Right. Okay.
So the
Thank
love has to
so
begin
much.
With you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the one.
Thank
and I'm like I said, I'm getting, you know, this is like your dream come true, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank
and you're
you.
Going to be very
I
lucky in regard to love. You know, and you're very intuitive, honey, so why don't you follow your intuition? You know all this. This person,
yeah.
he's strong, reliable, correct?
He's what?
He's the one that you met, he's very strong and reliable.
Yes, very.
The new one. Yes.
Yes.
And he's going to be very supportive of you. He's very stable. He's a beautiful, protective partner. Okay, he's mature, he's affectionate, and he's this grown-up partner that you really need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I see, like, really falling in love, you know. And I'm almost getting, like I had a gasp there for a second, but the angels are saying he's going to take your breath away, okay?
Oh.
So that's what they're
nice.
Showing me, hon. Yeah. And
oh,
like,
thank
please
you.
Please don't rush it, okay, because I am getting long-term commitment, okay?
Yes.
And I feel yes. like you're on a spiritual path, Donna.
Right.
And I feel this person has, like, he's, you know, he's right up there with you. He has the same beautiful energy.
Right. Great. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Thank
yeah.
you so much.
I see, you know, spirit is around you. Like, you have a lot of family from the other side, the angels and everything. They're all around you, and they're really supporting you.
Wonderful.
And you're going
Yay.
To have something come to you, like, in the near future. It's going to be unexpected. So just, you know, look for all the good that's coming your way. I see a guardian angel around you, and she's saying, Donna, this is the month of February, and it's not Cupid, but she's going to help you to have the love that you so desire.
Right.
So visualize okay. what it is that you're wanting in regard to love, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I'm not getting a time frame, but I'm getting very, very close by, Donna.
Okay.
Okay? And
right.
I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Okay. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you a lot about very similar to what DC said, but maybe just a little different. I'm going to say it a little differently.
Okay.
I think my reading's a little pushier. No offense, but they're being a little pushier here with me. And that is
First of all, the first message is simply about you, and it's actually like the last message that DC mentioned to you. And what I'm hearing is a job well done, that your path towards enlightenment, you have really been growing, following. I've seen one foot being put in front of the other. You have been making that walk, and you have really, you know, as things go into, this is actually a theme for my own theme for the day. It seems to be that when things are put into motion, they move and they stay in motion, and that is a fact of physics on our earthly world. It is also a matter of reality in our spiritual world. When we get things moving forward in our spiritual world, they really do start moving forward, and you are truly on that path of enlightenment. Realize that enlightenment is not something that we reach, achieve, and stay in. Enlightenment can be fleeting. For a lot, you know, for us that have to live in the real world, the everyday world, enlightenment, actually, we reach that during our own personal times, whether they are at an elated moment with one other person or a group of people where you're so elated that you feel that aha moment. That is an enlightenment. Whether you are in meditation and feel that deep, deep space in your heart and can sit in it for even a few minutes or an hour, that is being in enlightenment and being in a space of being enlightened. And so know that, you know, we can't all be monks and get to go into the Tibetan mountains and live there for 10 years straight and not have to deal with the outside world. It is much easier to be in enlightenment in a space or an environment like that. But for us that have to live in the real world, well, just realize you have been on that path. You are reaching it, and continue to do the work that you've been doing. Because you're in a safe place. You are very powerful. You really know how to be in your own power in a loving way. Mm-hmm. And so that's the place that you need to be right now. That's the place of enlightenment that it brings you. So keep charging ahead and, you know, don't take no for an answer and expect miracles. You do have a great desire to move on right now. And you are really in search for something more meaningful. And I think this portion has to do more with your relationship because of what it moves into. So, but let me finish with this area of that reading. You need to search for something more meaningful. This search and this movement is actually in support of your spiritual growth and enlightenment. So please take the time to buckle down and get things moving. Honor that commitment. Your guardian angels are there with you. You actually need to seek out your knight. He is loyal. He is dedicated. He is honorable, and he is kind. It is time for you to move towards him. Keep charging ahead, and don't take no for an answer. It's really time for you to expect those miracles. Know that the situation you're in right now is going to need some healing. So make sure that you, before you open the next door, and, you know, it's okay to be friends, but before you open the next door and actually move into a relationship, make sure that you have completed. Completed is an important word here. Make sure you have completed your past relationship. If not, your new one will be muddled. And you don't want that. You want it to be pure. Okay. So make sure that you have closed that past relationship. Also, as you do that, to help heal that situation and close that door and complete that situation, please see the other person's point of view with compassion.
Okay.
That's the message I have for you today. I am vibrating all over. I have cold chills all over. This is the purest message I can give you today. I hope that resonates with you.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling in, and I am going to place
you
back on hold.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Donna. Hope to hear from you soon, and you can update us on what's happening, all right?
I will.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right. My next caller is from the 650 area code. Yeah, that was weird when I pulled out of that. I looked at the computer. I was like, what am I doing here? sometimes I get befuddled in my readings and doing the computer, the switchboard. Whoops, I missed the button. Like I said, I get befuddled. All right. My caller is from the 650 area code. 650, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
This is Martha.
Martha, welcome
Hello.
To the show, Martha.
Yes.
And you have a question
hi.
For us today.
Yes,
hi.
I do. Hi. Well, my question is to my angels and my guides who I've been struggling with direction. I felt like I have all this plan, and suddenly everything was, I was so focused on, you know, reaching my goal, and suddenly feel like something just pulled out of my feet and everything is coming down into pieces, and I had lost direction. So I've been, you know, a little bit depressed and wondering what my purpose in life professionally would be. So it's been like a kind of like 6-7 months, and I'm not sure if I'm going through a, obviously I'm going through a change, but I just kind of feel, you know, I have good days, bad days, always trying to stay positive, being connection, being, you know, with my angels, being meditating, but I just feel not getting anywhere.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages they have for you. Maybe the direction you've been heading is, maybe they're looking for something different. I will share with you just very shortly. I actually had a bad situation come up last year, and it took over 10 months for things to turn around. And just in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, things have truly turned around for me and started in a whole, instead of heading down, I'm heading back up. So things do change. The one thing you can guarantee in life is things will change. But let's see what your guardians, your guide, and what the divine has messages for you today, and see if we can help you get that energy changed around and start coming back up yourself. All right? Let's see what they have to say.
Thank you.
Hi, Martha. Good afternoon. This is DC.
Hi,
DC. Hi. Hi, sweetheart. You know what the angels are saying, Martha? It's time to use your imagination and just put your thoughts into action. You've got to follow your dreams, and please do not allow the present circumstances that you're in to really interfere with your goals, okay? And just know that, you know, you're capable of, you know, really, you know, connecting with this challenge, and you've got to face it head on. And you're going to see, you're going to really find yourself where you want to be. So, you asked a couple questions, and the angels are saying, Martha, the answers that you're looking for, you have them within yourself, okay? So you've got to go within, meditate a little bit, and then you're going to have to listen, you know, to that little voice within, trust what you're getting, you know, through your intuition, and I'm getting that you're also getting a lot of psychic messages at this time as well, Martha. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm also seeing that, you know, as you're dreaming at night, you've got a lot of your answers right there while you're dreaming. So I would suggest that you put a pen and paper, like, next to your bedside, and when you wake up, please just, you know, write down whatever you can remember from your dreams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, parts of, you know, what you're going through, you're saying, well, I still don't understand, there's things missing. We have Archangel Haniel coming in, and she's saying, Martha, please, beloved one, don't worry, I'm here. I'm going to provide you with the enlightenment and the answers you're searching for. Just realize, she's saying, this is not a time of action, but this is a time of reflection and meditation. Martha, have faith that events will unfold perfectly and that you will know when to move forward. remain patient and be at peace, knowing that your inner guidance will not fail you. Okay, so you're going to have to, you know, trust what you're getting from within, Martha, please. And just know that, you know, you're going through a beautiful spirit awakening as we're connecting, okay? So you've got to have a little bit of patience and know that, you know, you will have the answers come to you at just the right time, okay? I'm getting okay. There's going to be, like, a change in direction for you. And it could be, you know, that new, you know, a new career, a new job. Whatever it is, you know, that, you know, this new direction, there's going to be a lot of success around it, Martha, okay? And we have Archangel Ariel saying, Martha, you are so, so lucky right now. This is a beautiful time for you. You can manifest your dreams. So your manifesting power is extremely powerful as we are connecting, okay? And I'm getting there may be someone coming in, you know, in the physical world that will help you as well, okay? So before you know it, you're going to know exactly what you have to do. You're going to be making, you know, those long-term plans. And everything is turning out perfectly, okay?
So feeling I'm right now without direct... Okay, go ahead.
Well, yes, because this is a time of reflection, and this is a time of meditation. Okay. This is not a time that you should move forward on. This is a time, like I said, that you have to go within and really, you know, just gather information. And like I said, as well, while you're sleeping, you're getting a lot of messages in, Martha. I don't know if you're even realizing that. But you're getting quite a bit of messages while you're sleeping, hon. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed anything in your dreams?
Well, I dream every day, but sometimes I just don't remember. I just kind of get a glimpse of something, but every night I dream, but, you know, I don't write it down for sure. But
okay, ask the angels, you know, to please help you to remember, you know, what your dreams are about, because they contain such beautiful, important information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on possibly going back to school? You have a lot of books around you, hon.
Did you know that's something that I went to school and I'm thinking about going back to school again. But, you know, my whole orientation was toward education, becoming
right.
a high school teacher. But that suddenly didn't feel like it didn't work out with me. I haven't let that dream go. But
I
don't
feel education. Yeah, when you said education, the angels gave a thumbs up, hon, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit different than you're thinking, but I'm getting it's going to be fine, Martha. And before you know it, like I said, you're going to get to work and you're going to see how everything, you know, is going to clear up for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, like I said, you know, I do see you getting a little bit more education or training, and then you're going to be pursuing a new career. But right now, like I said, it's a time to gather information, and also you've got to make a decision what it is that's really in your heart, Martha. Okay? So the angels are saying they don't really are connecting with your feelings in regard to, you know, like what you're wanting in regard to career. Okay? So you've got to think about that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make those decisions, the angels, you know, they're going to be there and they're going to help you. But I do see you as a teacher. And what I'm getting right now, Martha, what is it that you like to do that brings your heart joy? Because when you do something creatively, you know, you follow that creative passion, it's going to bring everything to light, and you're going to know exactly, you know, what you want to do. But for now, the angels are saying, Martha, just connect with your joy. What is it that you like to do? Do you have any hobbies that you do that make you feel good and you just relax and have some
mm-hmm.
fun?
Yes.
Yes, what do you do, Martha?
I love to be in nature. I just like to go away and just be in the mountains or by the ocean or just kind
Beautiful.
Of like to just, you know, have my time.
Right. So that's good. So get out as much as you can, okay? And the angels are saying, Martha, you have, you know, you've done all the work. And everything. This is just, like I said, a time for you to just have a little bit more patience, okay? Success
mm-hmm.
is coming your way, okay? And this is
okay.
like a time to look how far you've come. Okay,
say
so it's just like a temporary, this is a time to look back and see how far you've actually come. It's just like
mm-hmm.
a small like pause in the action, because you need a break is what the angels are showing me. But I'm getting that, you know, not only are you a teacher, you're also a spiritual teacher, Martha. Okay?
Okay.
And
okay.
You have beautiful natural, you have beautiful natural healing abilities as well. Do you do any kind of healing modality?
No, I don't. I've been trying to, I do, you know, my own things here. I not really, basically I don't do anything for anybody. I just do it for myself, try to be more in, you know,
okay,
connect
well,
with angels.
Yeah, everything starts with you, so that's fine. But I'm getting, there's some kind of like artistic energy within you that you really have to tap into. And once you find what it is, you're going to really have so much happiness. Is there anything in the past that you've done creatively?
No, not really. Not really.
Okay, because I'm getting you've got like I said, a lot of talent, and you've got to, you know, tap into that, and it's going to help you move along your path, you know, a lot faster. But Martha, the angels are saying there's no accidents. Nothing is a coincidence. And everything, you know, happens for a reason. So just embrace this time, okay? Please don't lose your faith, okay? I see the angels watching over you. You have some loved ones. And the angels are saying, Martha, why don't you try something new, something you haven't tried before? Don't be afraid. You know, just try something new. The angels, they'll be there with you. I think if you try something maybe that you thought of, you know, doing and you haven't done it yet, if you gave it like a, you know, a shot, you'd really enjoy it, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
Please just, you know, about that and stop worrying. The angels are saying, Martha, please, you're wasting so much time by worrying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a beautiful, amazing person that you know that you are, Martha, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You underestimate how much people really, you know, they like you, they respect you, okay? And the angels are important,
thanks.
You know, they're saying made important changes during the past couple of years, and they're saying, Martha, you're on the right path. Okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn it over to Eileen. God bless you, Martha.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Martha, I think I have to kind of go with DC and I are on the same page today because I'm kind of going with the same theme here. But, you know, moreover, it does have to do with what you asked for. And so I'm just not sure where to start with this. I think I'll start here. Right now, you've actually been going through a time of great sadness. And what I'm hearing is that you need to take time to heal. The need to forgive yourself for going through what you're going through is of utmost importance. Forgiveness is never about other people or anything else. It's forgiving ourselves. And what I'm hearing is that you're just downright mad at yourself for you know, hurting yourself and not being able to figure out how to pull yourself through this. And, you know, you're kind of beating yourself up in those ways. And so you really need to take the time to heal and forgive yourself, okay, because this was out of your hands. You know, that's what I'm hearing. It was out of your hands, and it was actually meant to be. What it was meant for was to slow you down a little bit and to move you towards a greater path. So, you know, one of their ways of doing that is kind of pulling out the rug from underneath you and making you make changes rather than continuing to go with how things have been flowing because, you know, they don't make you the happiest, but they're working.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to keep just doing this because I should.
Yeah, so.
And when we do that, and we're really not on our path, we're just kind of doing it. We're just going through the motions of life. We're just going through it because it works.
Yeah.
They pull the rug out from underneath us and they make changes and they're really hard at first and they really change things to put you on a better path. So know that, yes, this is a downtime for you, but it will come back up and the changes will come back around to you. So like I said, it is a time of great sadness, but you need to really forgive yourself. And one of the ways of doing that, I'm hearing Archangel Gabriel is here to support you, and I want you to ask for her help. She is the angel of awakening. She's bringing you
you're down in the downtime, and you're going to come to a new level of awakening. It doesn't mean you're going to wake up, but we each come to different levels of awakening. I think I made this talk to the previous caller about this, about being in enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't just hold there, being in human society of every day of our life. It's very hard to hold yourself at that level. But becoming awake and aware so that we can find those fleeting moments in meditation where we can arrive there and really settle into that sacred space in our heart that's pure love. But know that your situation is just at a temporary standstill. And so it is important for you to, come within yourself and know that, just because conditions aren't right for right now, you just look into other options. Like DC was alluding to, is there an artistic form of something that you like to do? What are your hobbies? And you mentioned getting out in nature. But when she was asking you those questions, and I don't know if this is anything you've done in your past or something that maybe you were interested in learning, I saw you doing some type of handwork, whether it be crocheting or knitting or something to that effect. I saw you doing some type of handwork. So I don't know if that's something you've ever done in your past or if something that you just kind of scratched your head and thought, I'd really love to learn how to do that. If it is something or has been something, then that's the artistic pleasure that DC was referring to that that I think would give you some relief and some relaxation. Your desired outcome really will be arriving in the very near future. But you have to have patience and you have to have faith. You cannot force anything to happen. It's like once you put something into motion, it creates a rhythm. It's like, those little balls that bounce back and forth between like six balls and they go dink, 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 dink.
Yeah.
You can mess up those balls and you can put them in unnatural rhythm. And as they start tapping each other, they assimilate back into a perfect rhythm. And so right now, you're kind of those balls all messed up right now. And your body and your life is starting to tick, and it is leading you towards that greater rhythm. So just know that your answers to your prayers really are coming forward for you. And this is another part where I concur with DC about keeping that dream journal, because you need to listen and follow to you through thoughts and dreams.
Okay.
And so you are dreams. It's very hard to remember them, but if you wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, jot whatever down you were thinking about when you woke up, just jot a couple words down to trigger your memory in the morning. In the morning, try to write as much and as best as you can about any of the dreams that you had. And as you do that and you go back and read that dream journal, sometimes a picture will evolve.
Okay.
And then you'll have one of those aha moments that awakens you to the true message of really are here to help you, comfort you, and guide you. Like I said, reach out to your guides and guardians. Everyone has absolutely always has two guardian angels by their side at all times. Angels cannot help you if you do not ask. Telling me that overall you have really had a job well done in your life, and that joy and contentment and gratitude are really on your path and really coming to you very, very soon in that desired manner in your future. And this does have to do with some of that path of enlightenment. So your life has been actually slowed down right now so that you can take the time to invest in yourself, to look at yourself from a different perspective and raise yourself up to a higher level. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that
thank you so much.
Yeah. One other little thing is that you really are have a great independence and a very solid foundation. And so know that your strength will bring you through to a great level of depend. You know that you are independent and that you are very dependable. And everything you need, trust in yourself that you can do it. And that's the final message I have for you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right, Martha. And good luck and blessings. And we'll keep you in our prayers. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. My next caller is from the 876 area code. If I can push the button correctly. 876, yes. Welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, ladies. My name is Crystal.
Crystal, well, welcome to our show. You're our second Crystal today. Yay.
Okay.
do you have a question for us?
Yes. I don't know if you could help me analyze this relationship that I used to be with by someone by the name of Jason.
And you just want to see where it stands, or?
Yeah, or is it there any reconnection in the future? Because it's kind of complicated for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see if you're meant to be lovers, or if you're meant to be friends, or if you're not meant to be with him at all. We'll just ask and see what your guides, guardians, angels, and the divine has to tell you.
Great. Hi, Crystal. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
What I'm getting is actually, you know, this relationship can become a whole lot more serious really soon, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, it's sort of like, it's, you know, it could take a major turn and it could lead to commitment or even marriage, okay?
Okay.
I did get, I saw like a big, big heart, and that, you know, to me means, you know, true love. Okay. And I sort of feel like, you know, the universe is like putting you guys together. You know, they're pushing you guys together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, do you feel that he's like really like, you know, he's mature and dependable and really romantic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's what they were describing him as. Okay. But I'm also getting, like I said, this is your destiny. And it is, you know, true love and stuff, but I feel like, you know, on one hand they're showing me true love, but there's sort of like some karmic lessons I'm feeling that have to be learned as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Do you feel that?
Yes. We were together, but then we separated, and now I'm staying at his parents' house, and he's with somebody else, and I'm getting close to his parents. So he's very complicated in a sense for me.
Right. Well, I am getting, like you said, a beautiful future for you. Now,
right.
With that being said, if he doesn't, like if you two aren't on the same page, if you guys, you know, aren't willing to do the work and everything,
mm-hmm.
I do see, like you said, again, because of karma, I do see another person coming into the picture. Okay?
Okay.
Well, mm-hmm. I do see, like you said, he's in the picture, like, currently. But you guys have to, like I said, you guys have to put the work into it and really want to have this. You've got to maintain, you know, that communication. And I'm getting the word commitment around you, okay?
Mm-hmm, okay.
So I'm getting, like I said, there's definitely, Crystal, there's going to be a commitment in your future is what they're showing me, hon, okay?
Okay.
And the angels are asking, honey, stay grounded, you know, have faith and trust, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they're with you. And I'm getting, like, this is a life cycle for you of new beginnings.
Right, yeah.
So you've really got to, you know, you've really got to consider what it is that you're wanting at this time. Because it is, like I said, it's a time of new beginnings for you.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And what I'm getting is you sort of, you only have, like a few, like, really special relationships, you know. I'm not getting, like, there's a lot of, like, special, but there's only, like, a few around you is what the angels are showing me.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So mm-hmm. The angels are saying, Crystal, just, you know what? What about you? You know, just start focusing a little bit more on you, because I feel like you're focusing on everyone else but you, honey, okay?
That's true, yes.
Yeah, I mean, everything starts with you. So if you want to have, you know, a beautiful romantic relationship, that means that you've got to focus on yourself.
Right.
Okay, so focus on yourself, love yourself first. And I'm just getting, you know, just let go of things. You know, surrender the situation, you know, to God and the angels, and let it just, you know, let it go, you know, because I'm getting, you know, like you're sort of thinking, you know, I should have did this. If I would have did this, I could have did this. You can't do that. You can't live in the past, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to find beautiful peace, like, in your present, okay? Live in the moment. Do what you're supposed to do, but really, like, live your life, because I sort of feel like you're not living your life to the fullest. It's sort of, like, on hold because of, you know, expectations of someone else in your life. You've got to live each day, you know, to the fullest and with gratitude, okay?
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Then that's going to help you to have what you're looking for, okay? So you've got to, you know, you've got to know that. And what the angels are showing me as well, I'm just trying to see what they're, okay. I'm getting, like, you're going to have the most amazing, you know, relationship ever, okay? So what you have to do is you've got to envision this relationship, see it the way that you'd like to see it,
mm-hmm.
feel how beautiful it feels when you're not worrying, like, shoulda, woulda, coulda, and, oh, my gosh, you're, you know, you're at peace and you're in this loving relationship. And send that positive vibration, like, send it out to the universe, Crystal, and you're going to help bring it to you a little bit faster, okay?
Okay. Understood.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just, like, I said, like, now, the gentleman that you're with, he's sort of like on the fence. I feel like that you contribute more to the relationship than he does.
Yeah, back when we were together. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what I'm getting, like I said, I'm sort of seeing now, like, the angels are sort of pulling him a little bit to the side, and I'm really getting that someone new is coming. He's there, but his energy is sort of like fading. They're pulling him to the side, and someone new is coming, honey. Because he doesn't put in the energy that you put into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, please, you know, let the universe bring you the right person that you so deserve, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna find happiness. And I'm getting there's going to be a lot of beautiful passion, hon. Okay, it's going to be the real deal, okay?
Okay, with the new person, or?
Yeah, with a new person. Like I said, he was in the picture, and all of a sudden the angels, as I'm still talking to you, they're sort of pulling him to the side is what they're showing me, and they're bringing in another person. Like that person is, like I said, to the side now, and another person is walking, you know, forward. The new person, I believe, has really dark hair, okay?
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and just know that, you know what, if you give this to the angels and you allow the perfect person to come in, you're going to have your soulmate with you, okay?
Okay, all right.
And the future looks beautiful, hon. Okay, I see, you know, a lot of beautiful, like I said, you know, energy between the two of you, and this is the person that you're supposed to be with, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. Eileen?
Yes, I'm getting basically the same thing. It's 11:11 here at my time, which is really clear messages. So, I don't know whether to give this to you before or after the reading. I think I'll give it to you after the reading. I have an affirmation that I've written down for myself, and I'm going to share it with you, but I'll share it with you after I tell you what I'm going to tell you, which absolutely is spot on with what DC has been saying also. And that is, your plans need revision. There is so much more going on than you can even imagine. It's just really poor timing for this guy, this man that you had been with has already moved on. And so it's really poor timing for you to think that things are going to be happening. As far as the relationship with his parents and self, you're actually, you know, they are his parents. And by being so involved with his parents, he is now doesn't get to have a relationship with his own family. And I've seen this happen in other families. Long, long ago, I knew a family, and the man and the woman got pregnant out of wedlock. The man did not want to marry the woman. And so the parents actually took, his parents actually took the woman into their house and disowned him. And he never got to have a relationship with his child, his parents, his cousins, or anyone else. And that's really a hard thing. But that was a very old school. That's a very old school way of dealing with things. But I actually know someone that grew up in that situation. They were the child. So anyway, what I'm hearing is your plans need more revision. And you need a lot more balance and moderation in your life because, you know, I'm getting poor timing on in one message. I'm getting poor timing in the very next message that talks about balance. I'm hearing wait for perfect timing. And so really what you need to do is, you know, you need to listen and follow those steps in communicating. And know intuitively in your thoughts. And in your thoughts, even though you really, really love this man, and that's what I'm hearing, is, and that's why you can't let go, even though he's with someone else. You don't want to let go because your heart loves him. And the purity of love is that you don't have to deny that. It's okay. Him. And you always will. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that soul
Hello?
Oh, hello. Hold on, Crystal.
Hello?
I think she just dropped off for a second. She'll be back.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she'll be back.
Okay, that's fine.
But you know what? Just listen, like, we both feel like this, you know, the person that you're, you know, thinking of, he's not the right person, hon. There's someone better that's going to bring you the love that you so desire.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you allow the universe to come in and you know, bring you that perfect person, you're going to be so much happier, honey. Okay, sometimes we can't see, you know, we can't see that, but the angels, they could see everything from a heavenly vantage point, hon. Okay, there she is. Thank you, Eileen.
Yeah, and I really did have more to tell you. I'm glad I got back in. My phone just died, like I said. We've gotten an inch of rain since midnight, so it's just a steady rain up here, and it messes with our phone. But anyway... So what I really have, I'm not sure quite where I was in that with that. But anyway, you know, it's about timing, poor timing and perfect timing. But know that you actually have a really, really important life purpose. And it has to do with involving communication. And this past person that you were with, you really didn't have good communication with him. Even though you think, you know, you loved him, blah, blah, your heart just poured out to him. The level of communication, which is not one-sided, communicating is two-sided. It was never really there. He never really communicated all of his feelings with you, so on and so forth. And so what you really deserve, you deserve the best. You need to really reach for the stars. And I want you to continue to hold that love that you had for him. I want you to hold it in your heart so that you can remember how that feels. Because there is going to be someone else that comes along that is going to be more in line with your dreams and with your desires. And you're only going to be compromising by trying to be with this man of your past. He is not the one for you. And it's okay. Go ahead. Continue to love him. I know how that is. I've done it myself with someone that I knew was totally wrong. Everyone told me was totally wrong. But I did finally come to the realization that it's okay. I really loved him to the purity of my heart. And I got to have that experience. And if you only get that once in your life, it's miraculous. If you get to find it again, it's even greater. So know now. You know now how to love that deeply because you never had that experience before. You know now how to love that deeply. When the right person comes along that you deserve, because you deserve the best.
Right.
Dream about him. Go ahead, desire him. Don't compromise with some horrible person that doesn't respect how deeply you felt for them. Because guess what? They don't deserve you. You gave them that deep, compassionate love that was so pure. And they didn't respect it. They didn't want it from you. They so be it. And guess what? More than likely, that person that rejected you will never have someone love them as deeply as you did. Ever. They never have in their past other than their parents. And they probably never will in their future. But that's their destiny, not yours. And so I want you, do you have a pen and paper real quick?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to jot this affirmation down. This is a releasing affirmation. This is to release the energy around that situation. And that releasing affirmation is, I am willing to release that part of me that still loves you and that part of me that still angers when I think of you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that down or do you want me to repeat? Do you want me to repeat that or is that? Okay, that's the affirmation.
Right.
And when you feel angry, you say that. You say, you ask your guides, and you have to ask your guides, guardians, the divine, however you refer to that most deep part of your spiritual being. Most of us say God, but everyone has their own terms. And just say, I am willing to release that part of me that still loves you and angers when I think of you. And release that from your energy field. As you do that, you will feel your whole body, your energy, and lighten up. It still allows you to know that you do love that person, but it allows you to release the energy that you have that is corded to that person. You need to release that cording. You got to get rid of it because you're not going to be able to meet someone new, move into a better relationship they're telling me you deserve better. You deserve the best. But you're never going to move into that best relationship if you hang on to this bad one. And it wasn't a good one. It is a bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the message I have for you. I hope it all makes sense. But this really is all leading you to the answers of what you've been praying for. So just listen to your own intuition. Quit listening to what I call the monkey mind, the one that says, but I love him, but I love him. But you know he's not good for you, but I love him. That's okay. And what I'm telling you is you don't have to let go of that pure love. It was where you could feel the most deepest. It will come to you again because you do deserve the best. But please wait for perfect timing. This gentleman you were with is really poor timing. He's not the one, but he was part of your process.
Mm-hmm.
And so know that really seek out people that are more like you, that are more like-minded. He really wasn't like you. He really doesn't have the empathy or the like-mindedness that you do. Sure, he was a pretty boy, and sure, he was fun, and all of those wonderful things that make us really excited in daily life, but in the deep core and the messy parts of life, he's never going to be there to support you. He's never going to be there to hold you up. It's always going to be him taking and you giving, and that's not a relationship.
Right.
All right. I hope that makes sense. My love pours out to you. I know my message is a little tough to hear, a little more brutal, but it is given to you with divine love and divine grace and beauty. And know that you deserve so much more.
Okay.
And that's the message I have for you today. All right, Crystal?
All right. I appreciate you so much. I'll definitely read your thing as well.
All right. All right. Angel blessings. Call us again soon.
Thank you. Have a good day, both of you. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. We have time for a short message for the caller from the 315 area code. 315, welcome to Angel Antics.
Hey, this is Annette, hon. I just called in. I forgot about your show.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Well, guess what? You are our last caller for the day, and we just have a little bit less than 8 minutes, so DC and I will just give you a little tidbit. How's that for you?
That's fine, honey. Thank you. I'll re-listen to the show.
Annette, honey, I'm getting that you've got to start laughing a little bit more and start living life from the lighter side.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm getting there's a lot of people around you who are, in fact, earth angels, and I don't know if you're aware of that, but they're there, and they're giving you, like, important guidance, and you can trust what you're getting from them, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting from the angels that, you know, your health is improving, you should feel a little bit better, and just keep, you know, keep your energy up and everything, what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, you know, like, in regard to love, look into yourself first and make peace with you, okay? Because only then are you going to be able to have peace in a relationship, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, money is a factor. The first thing is money is what I'm getting, okay?
Uh-huh.
So once, like, you know, you get everything situated money-wise and everything, I see you meeting someone, and I'm getting the word twin flame, and I'm getting, you know, a union between you, hon.
Okay.
Okay? And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. I hope that helped.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
All right. I'm still working on things here a little bit, but what I've got for you is I need to pick up my phone here. I've got it laying down on the table, but I was trying to get a little more out here for you. What I have is you need to lavish abundance and give birth to your dreams. You're so worried about what everything's going on that you're not working towards your dreams. And what I'm hearing is that what I told the caller earlier is, and like I said, it's my theme for the day, is you've got to put something into motion. And so I know, you know, because I know you personally, I know that, you know, some of the things in your life has been moving a little bit slow. You need to pick something that you've been dreaming about doing and give birth to it and make, you know, the smallest ways, whether it be a little small business, whether it be something in the arts, creativity, whether it be to further your spiritual path, learn a new modality. You need to give whatever it is that you are desiring to do. You know, you're hoping that you know, you sell your house and this changes and that changes and the other changes. But what I'm telling you is you make some changes within your own life and start moving that forward, and everything else is going to fall into place. It's going to give you a very rewarding situation. Your emotional and material needs are going to start being met, and you're going to find some trustworthy relationships. These are going to be really significant events in your life. And you're going to come to actually some really powerful revelations of your own, which is going to help you really stretch your wings. And you're going to get out there, and it is time, Annette, for you to start flying. And I'm feeling this so much in my throat, my heart, my upper chest is just pounding as I'm telling you this. Make sure that you take excellent care of yourself. And give yourself those relaxing treatments, you know, that you deserve, whether it be salt baths, pedicure, manicure, getting a new haircut, just changing things up, putting things into motion to change yourself. Whether your house sells or not, you cannot wait for that to change your life. You need to change your life, and once you put that into motion, then everything else will follow suit.
You really just have to honor the guidance and follow your heart. And prosperity is now yours. It is meant to be for you. Honor that guidance of your heart, because that's what's really going to bring prosperity to you. So like I said in the very beginning, give birth to your dreams. This is the direction that you're meant to go. Jump in and make the wheel of motion move. And as you do, once you put it in motion, things will continue to move forward for you. And that's the message I have for you today, Annette.
Okay, ladies. I appreciate it. Thank you for taking me.
Annette, really fast. Your dad is coming forward, and he's telling you that you have such beautiful wisdom to share with everyone. And he's saying, you're a spiritual teacher, Annette. He wants you to realize this, and he wants you to just, you know what, be the person you're supposed to be. He's saying, Annette, I love you. You're so powerful. And he wants you to, you know, go forward on your path. You can write your own ticket, he's saying. You can be anybody that you want to be. He's saying, knock it off, Annette. He's saying, you know what? You know, where you are now is not where you're going to be. So, you know, stop doing that. You sort of beat yourself up is what he's saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting there, and I see like a whole row of people just sitting there, and they're all just sitting there for you, Annette, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's just saying, please don't be so serious and, you know, get on your path already. You know, he wants you on your path, okay? Because he just popped in and he's saying, you have to tell her, okay? So you've got to get there, and you're a spiritual teacher, and you have so much to share with the world. And he's saying, make that decision already, okay?
Okay, honey. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Thank you, Elaine.
Right. Thanks, Annette. Love you. Take care. Have a good weekend. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our show. And you can find Deborah Tassy, and that is TASSY, DC Love, capital D, capital C, capital LOVE, or lowercase LOVE, and Eileen Powers. You can find each of us on Facebook. As always, we're always happy to friend our friends. So just know that. And I just want to tell everybody, I love you. I love you, DC. Thank you so much for sharing this beautiful time with me today. I really appreciate your love and your partnership.
My beautiful twisted sister, I love you. And I love everyone. And this is such a blessing to, you know, be able to connect with you and help others. God bless, Eileen.
Yes. Yes. And thanks to Deborah for coming on at the beginning of the show so that we can, the three of us together, can jointly send you beautiful healing energy for any intention you'd like to set. And DC, I want to thank you for bringing Joan in, and tell her hello from me.
She's finally popping in, Eileen. She's going to pop in. You can tell her yourself. Okay, honey, love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. I love you all. Bye. Thanks for being here with us. Have a great weekend. Love you.